This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, November 21st. God's word to you today is Godly Heritage. Our scripture reading is taken from John 14, verse 12, and it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. 2 Kings 2, verses 12 and 13 say, Elisha saw it and cried out, My father, my father, I see the chariots and the charioteers of Israel. And as they disappeared from sight, Elisha tore his clothes in distress. Elisha picked up Elijah's cloak, jacket, which had fallen when he was taken up. Then Elisha returned to the bank of the Jordan. He struck the water with Elijah's coat and cried, Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah? Then the river divided, and Elisha went across. The truth is, as we walk in the path of Jesus and our spiritual parents, we are bound to walk in the same grace they walked in, and even do greater works than they did, if we walk the path they walked. Elisha's cry is very instructive. Elisha took up the mantle, not to be worshipped, but to be used as a point of contact. Unfortunately, we have a lot of mantle worship going on today. Elisha struck the Jordan with the mantle as a point of contact to a double portion of the anointing Elijah was carrying. And the Jordan parted. No questions. Every Jordan that you strike going forward will part before you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Psalm 145, verse 4 from the King James Version says, One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. Elijah transferred his anointing, his heritage, from his generation to Elisha's generation. God expects us to leave a spiritual heritage for our children, both physical and spiritual. When people die, they leave their money, their wealth, and they leave their body. But when Elijah's time came, he did not even leave his body. He took his body, but he left his mantle. Very often, the things that parents leave for their children is a burden for them, beginning from the body of the parents, which they have to bury. Sometimes, many years after the parents have been buried, the children are still paying off the debt incurred during their burial. In some cases, the supposed wealth the parents leave for their children is actually a burden for them. In a lot of cases, that wealth prevents the children from developing the kind of muscles their parents developed in acquiring that wealth. But wealth finishes. By the time the wealth is gone, the children are indolent, unable to do anything. Such children either turn to drugs or they start stealing. The greatest heritage is Christ. The greatest thing you can hand over to the next generation is Christ. If your children know God, practical supernatural knowledge, there is nothing they cannot recreate. You must ensure that you pray your children into their spiritual heritage. Let us pray. Father, I declare that I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.